I can do this. I am sexy, hear me roar. Or at least make an attempt. Okay. Knickers round my ankles. Up the skirt short. Let's... Is that a bit too obvious? It's not very creative. It's like, here, behold my vagina. Maybe it'd be better with the knickers on. Sex more like suggestive. Okay. Lay back, suck the tummy in. Well, now you can tell I'm sucking my tummy in. Maybe if I put the pillow over that, and then... Okay, face, be sexually gratifying. Oh God, no. How do you look sexy? Why do I look confused? Okay, maybe just smile. Not that wide, clown. Honestly, okay, maybe a booby one would be easier. Okay. So if we just squish them together, and then we place the phone there to get the crease in. Oh. Well, they look quite nice. I said I wanted my face in, though. Nah, fam. You look like you're in pain. Oh, God's sake. I'm 27 years old. I should be able to take a nude. Come on, girl. Find the strength. You've had sex before. You know what to do. Oh my God, what am I doing? It just feels so removed. It's like, be sexy. It's like, what, pardon? We might just have to make do with the tit pick. You two, excellent work. Face, sort yourself out. Beckett. I'm just gonna send them the tit pick. They're gonna have to make do. what are you ringing me for now? Yes. Who else's tits would they be? No, I was not just randomly sending you pictures of my tits. Do you not remember? You, last week, you were like, oh, I really love, you know, one of those photos. So, ta-da, one of those photos. Oh, why can't you just be happy with the tit pic? Why do you give me your hardest challenges? I tried to get you a nice face photo, but my face wasn't behaving. I have no idea, and I thought about this. I tried the upshot. I tried squeezing my tits together and pushing my face into it. I tried, okay? For some reason, As soon as the camera comes out, it's like, oh, what is sex? It just looks stupid. Who is here to witness this event, you or me? Exactly. If I say I look stupid, I look stupid. I'm not self-deprecating. I'm not putting myself down. It was not good. I would not be happy for you to put it in your wank bank. You see? You see the care and thought that went into that tit pick? Time, effort, love. None of this just quick pick and go. I tried, motherfucker. yeah, whatever. Yes, I'm clearly the sexiest motherfucker that ever lived. Can't even take a simple nude, but clearly just dripping in riz, and now I feel old for even saying riz, because I am old and I should not say riz. So, there you go. I can't rizm with the tism. I'm not that kind of tism. I'm the Animal Crossing kind of tism. And the hoarding mugs tism, and the liking frogs and fungi tism. I'm the non-sexy tism. And how? Except in this instance where I'm trying to sexually gratify you. I know, and I can do it in person, but when it's a photo, it's like, it just doesn't feel like me. It feels like, oh, who's that with their bits hanging out? And you know what my libido's like? It's very hard for me to like, right now, right this second, I will have sex now. And then elsewise, it's like, no thanks. And when we do have sex, I really enjoy it. And I'm really in the moment. And it's like, orgasm achieved. Good night. It's very lovely. But elsewise, if someone's just like, be sexy now, it's like, oh, God, I have to. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I want you to have the photo, but I'm just struggling because I'm me. Oh, I love you so much, but there's no point saying don't put pressure on it because I'm alive, I put a pressure on everything. And I love you, and you ask for so little, and I would like to give you a nice naked photo. See, this is why I should have taken photography. At least I would have known about good lighting. That's the difference between a good tit pick and a bad tit pick. Everyone knows that. Thank you, I'm rather proud of them. Can't you just imagine my face on top of the tits? Well, you've seen them before, it shouldn't be such a stretch. I believe in your brain and its power to conjure images. You can do it. I know you didn't mean to stress me out. You haven't stressed me out. I stress me out. With my thinking and my worrying and my non-traditional brain. So you couldn't even, like, get in the zone because I'm not in the zone. I don't want to have a wank right now, so I can't even, like, method it. You know when you just don't have it in you and you're like, not gonna happen tonight. Well, you do, because you have a different sex drive to me. And I very much appreciate you never being a dick about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, those people that go to their friends and they're like, oh, she won't even have sex with me. It's like, she's not a slot machine. You don't just put in tokens of kindness and out comes blowjobs. Mm-mm. Besides, your sex toys probably do a much better job than me. I am not ashamed. I will not apologize. Technology is fantastic. And it's a separate issue. Like, if some people don't want to use sex toys, that's absolutely fine. Some of us who are lazy thrive on them. And yes, sex is about having an orgasm, but it's not just about having an orgasm. It's about feeling close and being naked and feeling like you just want to touch someone. Someone that you love, so... What am I talking about? But I would just like to give you the naked photo you want, and I'm struggling, and... Why am I not a sex goddess? Oh, because I'm not. And that's okay, even if society says, no, it's not. Meh. You ever notice how society doesn't sound like a real word anymore? Every time someone says it, I'm like, that's not real. That's cringy. And then it's like, no, it's a word. I will get you a naked photo. I promise. You're not stressing me. I just want to, okay? I want you to have the naked face and the naked tits and be like, that's my girlfriend. Hi. Well, I assume you'd always say hi to me before you wanked off. You just open your phone up and you're like, hi. No. Do excuse me while I just thinking about your tits. I love you. I am in bed where I always am when I'm not at work. Because bed is life and goals and everything, and I will not apologize. Especially when you've put fresh sheets on, like moi. Mother didn't raise no fool. She raised a sensory-seeking little hobgoblin. Exactly, why are you instructing me to take my top off? Okay. I am warning you, I do not have the battery for phone sex, so... Okay, I trust you. The titties are out, I am laid down. Awaiting further instructions. Okay. Open camera. Eh? Okay. What? Why are you telling me that I'm beautiful? Okay. I'm gorgeous. Wow. What's happening? Okay. Oh, I'm lovely. Oh, and scrumptious. And cute. All right, enough now. Okay, and send them. I won't look, I won't. So, how gormless and goofy do I look? Oh, don't be silly. I will have a look at them. Don't you worry, and I'll be the first to say. Oh, dear God. They're not half bad. They're hanging up the tits. And I'm smiling. And my face is quite flushed. And I look happy. And not like I'm confused as to where I am. Oh my God. Could you have a wank over that? Oh, my angel, thank you. Oh, you helped me. I'm so happy. You got your picture. I don't feel like a failure. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, thank you. You know, I don't like to blow smoke up my ass, but those tits are really nice. You are welcome. Oh, I feel so happy. Well, I agree. I think you look your sexiest when you're happy too. Are you gonna go have a wank? Okay. I love you so much. Enjoy my tits and my non-confused face. I love you so much.